Well, welcome everybody to another edition of Tuning In with Tony. Really appreciate you visiting with us, taking time out of your day or out of this next hour just to try to find out what's going on with our energies and how things are shifting. We've been talking about the gray cloak over the last several weeks, basically the month of May. And this edition, we're going to be talking right where it is resonating with a lot of people. We're going to be talking about money and how the gray cloak is going to be covering that so you don't actually see it. We're going to get more into that in a minute. But this show has been brought to you by Higher Self. It's a group of teachers that's been brought together to bring you a level of certainty, a level of insight, so that you could make decisions based on how your energy is doing. And raising that vibration, you'll start feeling and seeing and connecting things that are just amazing. We look at how the different classes that we take, which are also great to do, but it's not the classes that you are learning from. It's almost when you're in class, it's like a review. It's almost like I've already known this stuff, and that's why I feel a knack to do it. Well, that's some of your energies are realigning with some of the things that you used to do that is just coming out of you, this knack that we have in order to do it. So we do offer various classes that could entice that, whether it's sound therapy, whether it's feng shui, whether it's reading. These kind of things will get you to remind yourself of some of the talents that you have and so on. You can come in for a reading and you can change your vibration that way. Sometimes when we get the truth about something, we could more identify with it and be able to look at it in terms of this is one thing that I thought was happening and now something else is happening, which actually makes more sense. And then now you're making decisions based on what's really going on rather than guessing. So if you do want to come in and do that, we'd be happy to help you there. We can also move into a personal tuning session. I personally resonate with tuning forks, vibration frequencies that the body recognizes. It's like ancestral memory. And when we get somebody on the massage table, it's much like a massage, but there's no physical touch. We mostly work on the biofield or your aura area. And this will really make a huge difference because your body, it says, is starving for this. We don't hear these frequencies in our daily life. So we bring it in through a session, and through an hour and a half to 2 hours, we can do amazing results. When people leave, they feel so much lighter. Even the ones that are coming in angry and they're looking for justice or they're looking for various things, they always walk out with a sense of what just happened because their energy has changed so much just in that short time. And then, of course, it takes a couple of days to really get your body to adapt to it. That's another thing. But we also teach distance tuning, distance healing. We have a podcast called Raising Your Spirits, and it's in about 15 platforms. To get to that, just go to our website at lovehigherself.com. And if you go to the podcast section at the top, you'll be able to get the link to all of our podcasts. So that's really, really great because this way you can listen to a lot of these shows that we have while you're walking your dog, while you're in the park and so on. I always try to be able to make my time very efficient. When I'm in traffic, when I'm doing various things, I am able to also either get recognized as to what kind of things that I might be missing, little insights. Great to listen to someone who's wiser than yourself to be able to get, oh, okay, that makes a lot of sense. And then this way you're doing it just in the time that you're trying to think about the things in your life, and it gives you more clarity. We also have a YouTube channel where we take a lot of these type of shows, you put it on there, and you have that chance to watch it, listen to it. And that is also under the Raising Your Spirits with Tony search, if you're searching for that, okay? We have a Facebook channel as well, and that's under Tuning In with Tony. Just go onto Facebook and put that through, and you'll be able to find us. We'd be happy to have you come in. all of these shows that in case between 1:30 and 2:30 at this time, Eastern Standard Time, or Daylight Savings in this case, we can send you this through your email every week. So this will give you that assurance that you're not going to miss a beat in case you're on vacation or in case you're working, you're with a client, whatever, and you're able to be able to catch the show. And you always get to that bonus content that we have. Because after this live show is over, we still go for another 15, 20 minutes, sometimes a lot longer, on subjects that are going to be more in detail. And our members get an advantage of that. Okay, if you want some more information on that, just go to info@lovehireself.com. And just in the subject column, put, I am so in. Okay. We'd be happy to give you some more information on that. So today's color, if you haven't guessed already, is yellow. This very strong solar plex color we're going to be talking about today. And as you could tell, we're going to be still tying it into our main theme for May, which is this gray cloak. Now, if you haven't seen any of this the first time you've heard of this, we're not going to repeat a lot of this because it's already on Facebook. It's on YouTube. It's still up there because it's there for the public and to see and get some insight on. So highly recommend that you take a look at those three parts that are already aired and it's already published out there. So we're going to continue on and hopefully it'll make sense as we go. All right. The whole theme today is abundance itself in a world of lack. We have abundance all around us, and yet this gray cloak will make it so that we almost can't see it. We've talked about the gray cloak so far in the month of May, and the main goal, just to give you just a quick 30 seconds on this, or the main goal of the gray cloak is not to make you angry or fearful, because that comes after. That'll come after. But the main theme, the main reason the gray cloak is on us is this great light that's coming in, and the gray cloak is a response of this intense light. In doing that, it wants to put like a lampshade over a lamp so we don't get the full intensity of light. The thing is, there's a lot of people that are still ascending even though the gray cloak is covering. You can only imagine if we get the full rays of it. It would be absolutely incredible. But it just shows the resilience of the human species and how it's taking that not many things can stop it. But 1,000 things can slow it down. It'll never stop us. We have a very, very special breed of humans. We are not just one breed. We have many, many lineages within our DNA. And if you just read some of the star seeds and some of the what is really contained in our DNA, the scientists can't even fathom the potential of what our DNA can do. There's no other species like this anywhere in the universe. We are a culmination of so many amazing, amazing lineages that we come onto this earth as warriors and kings and queens, and yet the earth has made us feel like we can't afford our mortgage. We can't afford our next meal. We can't afford gas. And that's what we really want to talk today, or Spirit does, that one of the most basic things about attracting resources in our system, they use money. Biggest thing about it is that the money itself is just a tool. It's just a tool that goes around. With the gray cloak, we've talked about the different ways that even our loved ones question us in uncertain terms. Are you sure you really are happy? And they give you questions to try and invoke doubt or uncertainty in you about your path. Now, the next stage of this manipulation itself is going to be in exactly what this topic is the perception of abundance. That there's nothing there. You could be in a room full of gold, bullion, and money coins, and it's almost like you're blindfolded and you just walk right through. We don't see it. It's not you. It's just that that energy that is connected to the gray cloak doesn't want you to see the real abundance that's around you and the real abundance even under your veins, in your blood, in your DNA. They don't want you to understand that, because that means you can't be controlled. You can't be steered in a way that they want you to be. I don't know if anybody has experienced this already, where you've never missed a mortgage payment. You've probably never missed a rent payment before you bought your house. And yet some people, you know, a few, like here we are the 22nd of May, and some people, I got a call just a couple of days ago from a client that says, we'll have to meet because I don't know if I can make my next mortgage payment. He worked it out, and he's already made something like 80 mortgage payments in his lifetime, and including rent and stuff like that, which isn't a small thing. And, you know, the question is, have you ever missed one? Never. And so even that perfect example, why would you start now? That's not the point. The point is they're feeling that they won't be able to. So that means there's something pushing them, saying, you can't do this. You can't do this. You're just not as powerful as you think you are. So we're going to give you some clarity on this to the next level of what they're going to be poking at so that you could see this. The whole idea is if you're in business, you know, sometimes it takes someone else to look at your business to say, hey, have you ever thought of doing this? Or have you ever thought of attaching this product to what you're doing? Oh, I know, I never thought of that. So money opportunities will be completely out of your range. And you're saying, geez, I've been at this for so long. You'd think I could figure this out on my own. It's not you, you see? Because more than likely, if you've been in business for 10 years or more, you're a smart cookie. If you've survived COVID, if you've survived all those things, plus you had to raise kids, take care of a spouse, take care of an aging parent, and all these other things, and you're still in business, you are a smart cookie, is my definition. You're not an inferior thing at all. And when we start to look at, oh, I don't know why I didn't think of that, it's because of this thing. Spirit wants you to stop identifying opportunities that you've missed, that I missed this opportunity. You got to stop that. When you say I anything, you're identifying with it, thinking it's you. It isn't you. It's our energies that's around us. And as soon as that's lifted, all of a sudden everything becomes clear. And you're right on top of things. You can get everything. So there's something pushing these pieces of wood in your spokes while you're riding your bicycle. That's what they used to call it when we wanted to, you know, get somebody riled up. Is we put pieces of wood in the spokes. I know we were kids. We did a lot of crazy things when we were younger. But here we are, the survivors, right? One of the things is that we could have more than we need of something. I have several people in my group that I know that they have a fantastic job, like six figures, and they've got their house almost paid, money in the bank, they've got investments out there, they have no bills, and that they're still worried not having enough. There is. It's a real thing. So it has nothing to do with logic. It has nothing to do with financial planning. It has nothing to do with, it's strictly because of their perception. Because when they tell people, I got this, this, and this, and then look at them, really? And you're still, so it's not a competence thing. It's perception. Something is blinding their eyes, thinking that because I don't have all of these things, and where am I going to go with it? When other people look at it, it's a totally different thing. I'll give you one example of this. When we look at the fact of not being enough, not being in a place where we want to be, the cloak is trying to enhance something within your body that will help you not see your potential. Before I tell you what it is, I'm going to give you a little story. It's about a beggar and a king. Now, I got this story from actually a lady from Instagram. Her name is Shannon. She sort of started the ball rolling, and then Spirit sort of took over. And she calls herself a Gratitude Mind. Wonderful lady. I really like her segments. But she starts off by saying there's a beggar that once went onto the palace walls, and the king was known to be very, very wealthy. He would have rooms and rooms of gold, of silk and jewels and all kinds of treasures from all over the world, and packed in this massive castle. Every room had something of massive value. So he would think that he wanted to just to say, look, I'm just a poor beggar. I have a little bowl, and I just wanted to ask something. So he knocks on the door, and then they said, well, what do you want? And he says, all I want is my bowl to get full of whatever you could spare. So they got the king at sort of a good time. He felt generous, and he says, you know what? I have so much. He says, and he told his servants, go ahead, give him a handful of thing and fill his bowl. No problem. So they did. And as soon as they put the handful of gold in his bowl, it disappeared. It was gone. And they looked in, and they said, oh, and the king says, fill it again. And they did. Another handful of gold went into his bowl, and it disappeared as well. They put jewels in there, and it was gone. And the king went from amusement, got a little confused, and he was almost frustrated. He says, okay, well, just keep going. Let's see how far this will go. Well, as it came out, they were bringing out handfuls of gold from various rooms and kept putting it into this little bowl, and it always disappeared. At one point, one of the rooms he totally emptied to put into this bowl. And the king says, wait a second, what is this bowl made of anyway? And the beggar said, it's made of human desire, this instant human desire. In other words, you can't fill it. And that analogy, that when we want something, no matter what it is, we want something instant, it's not about having the things, it's just about wanting it, and then you're moving on. You get a compliment, thank you, and you're moving on. You get some attention, thank you, and you're moving on. You might not even say thank you after a while. You just think it's just going to be one of those things. But human desire, just to fill that, is infinite. And the gray cloak knows this very well. So what will happen in this month, if it hasn't happened already, to millions of people, it's already happening. So just to give you some clarity, if any of those millions are hearing this or watching, all right, the reason that you're now feeling more that you want all these things and you feel like you're a glutton, or you feel like, you know, you just want things and there's no purpose for it, that's because this gray cloak is enhancing that. It's saying, hey, wouldn't it be nice to have, you know, $5 in your pocket? Well, wouldn't it be nice to have 50? Wouldn't it be nice to have 500? How about 10,000? How about 100,000? That's, you know, it's always more. And no matter how much is given to you, this even works with compliments. You get a compliment about something, and then you just want more and more. And eventually you'll just put your soul out on Facebook, and here I am, and just to get likes or anything out of that, if that's what you're looking for, is that kind of acceptance, then it never ends. So when you find this, that you just want things and there's nothing backing it up, like you just want something, a purple sofa with a recliner, you know, like it gets sort of really crazy sometimes that we just want things just because we want it. That's that human desire that energy is enhancing. So it doesn't have to do a whole lot, because we are already consuming consumers. We will have a perfectly good phone in our hands, and a year and a half later, something new comes out. Oh, I got to have that one. I got to have that one. Well, when phones first came out in my day in the, oh, it was 2000 sometime. It was, I forget, it's been a while. When the first phone came out that you could scroll up and swipe and so on, I think the phone was like about $300, $200 or $300. And we thought that was exorbitant with the flip phones that we used to have that you could get for $60, right? So $300 or $400, that doesn't make any sense. Now, they're $2,000 for a phone. And I see 12-year-olds taking this to school. It's like, what? Well, because in case I need to call you. You never know when there's an emergency where I can't get home. And, you know, they're scrolling through this, and it has unlimited power. They can put in 10,000 songs. Like, it has unbelievable storage and so on. But the thing is, it's all about the desire. And that's what that gray cloak is now pushing. In doing that, you will not see abundance. You won't see money, and it's right in front of you. You want the stuff. You want the things. And it's all a distraction. All away from getting your eyes away from what's truly matter. Being close to the people you love. And a whole other things. Or finding time for yourself just to be in nature. Taking your dog for a walk and enjoying it. All of these simple things that we talk about on our deathbed that we never did. These are the kind of things that we want to do. And that's exactly what they're targeting. So as soon as you get this desire that we just need to move on and we need to get more and more stuff, that's when you can say, hey, there it is again. It's very, very clever in this one. Because we've been taught to use our mental energy to worry about the lack of money, thinking that money is the only way to get stuff. It isn't. I'm just going to give you a list of things that have nothing to do with money that you can get stuff. But mainly, is as if your mental energy was unlimited. It isn't. It's finite. Have you ever heard of people saying, I've had it up to here with you? I've had it up to here, or I've had it up to here. It's just that their mental capacity, emotional capacity has reached a limit. I can't think of anything more. Again, that energy knows this. And so it kind of keeps going on the things that are unimportant, so you feel nothing. In that numbness, you're going to miss so many things around you that's abundant. You won't see the fact that you have a roof over your head. You've got food in the fridge. You've got water that you can drink. You've got hot water, which a good part of the population in the earth doesn't have. In other words, there's abundance all around you, and we don't see it. We don't appreciate it. Then we say, oh, I didn't see it. I feel so guilty right now. I says, no, you don't need to feel guilty. That's not why Spirit brought this up. It's just bringing it up as an awareness. Once you see it, then you could correct it. I says, okay, now I feel abundance because of all these things. And that's when more money comes. And it's not something you're going to focus on, because money loves gratitude. Money is that kind of an energy. But old habits of lack crop up instantly, and it displays this not enough energy, right? It'll always do that, because many of us have had that. Just feel, were you a part of an argument your parents had about money when you were a kid? Let's say you're 5 or 6 years old and your mom and your dad are arguing about lack of money, something that they can't afford. You know the concept of allocating money? Allocation is interesting, because that doesn't say that all bills are paid. Allocating means, well, we're going to pay the hydro bill because we need the lights on, but we're going to think twice about going on this trip with your school because there isn't extra money for that. So some things have to go. Allocating means you got to put it where everything is, and then next month, we're going to be a month late, so we're going to pay it next month. You're allocating because there are always going to be more bills than there is money to pay for everything. At least that's what it was when my parents were around. But, you know, my parents never really went through that. I remember a few times where my dad's income was able to pay everything. We paid everything just with his income. He was making about $8 an hour. Our mortgage, get this, our mortgage at the time was $76 a month. I know. taxes were $200 a year. The gas was about anywhere between 30 and 35 cents a liter. We had a car that we owned. He paid it in two payments because we had extra. And so, you know, on and on and on it goes. So when you don't have a lot of bills, then you can pay everything. But there were still some things that were a little more, and then that was it. We bought a brand new Skidoo for $1,200. Now it's about $25,000 for the same type of Skidoo. All right, did you get that? There wasn't a lot of arguments, but there was always something that my dad wanted to spend it on, usually fun stuff, something to do with fishing, that my mom said, no, no, we got to save this for the kids. Ah, it's okay. It's a long time before Tony has to go to college or university, but just, I want this bass boat, or I want something. And there was arguments about that. But in many families, it was the exact opposite. It was, should we pay the food or should we do this? Because their desires made their expenses so much higher that they had to work to get all of this stuff done. It wasn't until I started getting and comparing other people's story with my own and realizing that not everybody lived the way I did. So I was very grateful for that in the meantime. But the idea is not every thought deserves your mental investment. In other words, you have to look at your mental capability, your emotional capability, as if it's money. And many people would be called reckless when they start thinking about all the emotional stuff that'll happen. Well, what happens if I don't make this mortgage payment? Oh my God, we're going to be evicted. We're going to lose our home. We'll be on the street and we'll be selling thermometers in the downtown area. No, it doesn't mean that. I don't know how you got that, went there so quickly, because it takes a lot of thought to be able to be in that loop. We call it the ego loop and various types of loops. We talked about that before. But just to get your nervous system calm, that everything is okay. Everything will end up being fine. We just don't know how. We just don't know how it's going to get there, all right? But the whole idea is to make you feel drained and to make you feel like you're not enough of something. And that's the whole idea. So how does the gray cloak do this? What on earth is it going to do this? And we talked about the bowl and the various things there. But when we look at the energies connected to this, okay, we got to realize that abundance is something that you were born with. You had to be taught that things aren't enough. Okay, you have to kind of get that to process yourself. Because when you came in, all of us came in as babies. We just came from an unlimited realm, where all the love, everything you've ever wanted was at your fingertips. So we had to come into this realm to learn that on this earth, there's limits. And you didn't know what they were. Many times in the beginning, we resisted those limits. And we did things anyway. Our mind has forgotten what you already have. You have abundance totally surrounding you. Everything is showing this real abundance. And the question is, are you seeing it? Now, most people, or many people, have already seen this, but they still find it that they go to these older habits and they're still worried if there's going to be enough money. But you got to realize money, again, is just a tool. There are many other ways that you can do things, and this is not the only thing to focus on. Many people have struggled with money since as long as they could remember. As soon as we leave college, university, we're on our own, we have our first apartment, then we start realizing that, okay, this is it. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is the real thing. There's always going to be something that we're going to be able to find to whatever that we need. Now, one effective technique that Spirit is suggesting is when you are reminded of all the things that you have to pay, all the things, all the obligations and everything else. And, you know, it's a real world. And, you know, Spirit isn't saying to not to take those seriously, but all to say that any resources that come to you is a result of how calm, knowing that and expecting that the resources will be there when it needs to be. Now, one technique is they're saying that if the intensity really gets up there, you could try this. If money, you ask yourself this question. If money was a person that wants to be your friend, okay? If you turned money into a person that wants to be a friend of yours, would they come visit with you based on how you've treated it in the past? And people are saying, I don't understand. Well, I'll give you a few examples. When money comes in, do you feel tight? It says, okay, I'm looking for $100 to pay something. I've only got 20. So you feel, it's not enough. You feel a little bit of disappointment. You feel a little bit of judgment. You want to hoard some of it. You feel depressed. You maybe feel angered. Like I said, my next door neighbor, my Lord, he's got a boat, a car. He just bought himself a motorcycle. You see abundance all around you, but it's like it's not coming to you. So you feel like you've been selected and out of the group, so to speak. All right? You feel judgment on yourself that more of it isn't coming towards you. You feel worried. Now, if a friend felt all of these emotions when it arrived, would it visit again? Would it bring its friends? Chances are it'll just probably come itself and sort of put up with it and then leave whenever. But when we get money to come in, it's already, now think of it. If you have a bill that you have to pay, I'm just using an arbitrary number, $100. Usually it's in the thousands. But let's say it's $100 you need to pay something. You've already got that spent when the money comes in. So the friend comes and visits. So, hi, Tony. Oh, good. I'm glad you can hear some tea. Okay. Here's your hat. What's your hurry? It's like, I just wanted to visit. But how often do you get money and you put it in your pocket for 3 or 4 days just to see how it feels? It doesn't have anybody's name on it. You know, if somebody gives you $500 and let's say a week later, I say, show me the $500. Oh, it's right here. But all week I've been feeling I'm rich. I'm feeling I'm abundant because I have this money on me. And I've walked into the store and I said, I could buy that. I've already spent over $130,000 from this same money I'm spending in my head, right? Because I have the money right now. I could buy it. I could buy a piece of motorcycle pants. That's another story altogether. I went to buy a pair of motorcycle pants or wanted to in this store. And I have $500 on me and I needed a little help. But I figured, okay, no one's coming over. So I'm there for half an hour going from one aisle to the next looking for sizes and styles. And they had several different kinds. And these type of pants that are anti-skid, they start at $300 for a pair of jeans, okay? Because it's lined with anti-skid things on it. And I'm looking at a $500 pair and nobody came over to say, can I help you? You know? And I says, no, it's okay. Nobody came over. So I was there with my mom and I said, okay, I think we're just going to go. I don't feel right. When I look at the same size I'm looking for, this is going to cost $500. Is it worth it? But no one's there to show me the value. So I left. In other words, when a person mentally is doing that, all right, then that's where the abundance is coming from because they are abundant. They have that money in their pocket they could spend right now. And even though I didn't spend it, like I spent it about 20 times in that half an hour, right? So that's the way people feel. But many people don't run their lives that way. You get $500. Oh, that has to go onto the car because I owe $1,200 for that and I got to bring that down. So in other words, you've already spent the money before it comes in, all right? And this is normal for many. I'm not criticizing this is good or bad. I'm just saying the reality of the energy. When something comes in, you don't hold on to it very long. It goes out right away. If that was a friend, they come in through the front door. Oh, here's a tea. Okay, go out the back door. Okay, just jump over the fence. And then, you know, like if a friend was treated that way, they might not come around very often. So the energy, what the spirit is saying is that hang on to it for a little bit. If you get $500, put that in your purse. Do you feel rich? You know, it's like wearing a $5,000 pair of underwear and nobody knows. You know, who knows that? But you do. And you walk differently. You'll talk differently. And people won't understand it. If you walk like you're abundant, it's a different walk than when you're poor. You see people with their head down, they're hunched over. They're, you know, the whole world is making them into a turtle. Like, that's what they call it. They go down, they're hunched over. But you get a person that's very confident, you know, like, what's going on? And that could be one of them because they don't really need it, money coming in. The idea here is make it so that you hold on to it, so that if money was a friend, they would want to stay. You can have coffee with them, share stories. They could be there for 2 or 3 days, no problem. And they could leave whenever they want. Then, here's the thing. When you do that, next time they bring their friends. The $100 friend will bring 10 friends. And then they'll stay a little bit. And then those 10 friends will bring 10 more. So in other words, it's just a natural thing that money likes gratitude and they like to be treated as such. So only people that know how they treat and worry about money will understand this. If you have a good paying job and everything is great, but you're still stressful, then the thing is more internal because you are meant for some things to happen. We're just about to start the meditation. But one of the things I really liked was, not sure if you know a gentleman by the name of Jim Rohn. He's a very well-known public speaker, keynote speaker, and a great coach. I think Tony Robbins was trained by him. In one of his speaking things, he said, "You can't make a million-dollar dream come true if you stay in a group of minimum wage workers." In other words, the environment that you're in, they don't understand dreams. They just understand, well, and look at the conversation that many will have on minimum wage workers. Well, if I have to work overtime, yeah, the government's going to take half of that. If I have to do this, yeah, I can't make it Saturday. I have to go for inventory. I missed Monday, so I have to make it up now. These types, and it's all about limited thinking. It's all about using your time and squaring it off to money. So money and time are the same things. If you want to buy a $1 million home, that means you need 3 lifetimes to live to pay for it. If you look at it that way. In other words, there's going to be more time that you're going to spend on that to be able to afford the home, get it all paid. But when you constantly hear that language, you can't understand how millionaires work. Millionaires don't have to work those hours. They actually work less hours. It's more intense when they do work, but it's working with the mind, working with energy to be able to keep bringing that amount of money in. They understand that they need people to help them do that. So their focus is, how can I get minimum wage workers to work for me so I can get my dream? That's kind of what happens. So when you're working for somebody else, okay, this is the reality when you're working that way. Millionaire is a completely different energy, and money knows it. That's why it gravitates to these types of people. Not because they're better. It's just that because they're allowing it. For them, they'd be very surprised if they didn't see another $20,000 in their bank account the next day. Because that's how much they would bring in. And they're perfectly used to that. If that happens to us once, we can, oh my, I don't believe that. And that word, those words, I don't believe, is exactly why it's not happening for you. So it's an energy thing. And the gray cloak is going to sort of cover all of that. So you're just used to thinking in these limited ways. In other words, money is not the only way that you can make things happen. You could enter a contest and then you could win whatever you want. If you want a home, if you want a trip, you want a boat, you want all the things you want, you don't need money to do it. It's one of the vehicles, but the gray cloak will really push money because it knows it's just like pushing on a rope. You can't push money to come and visit you more often. It doesn't work. Money is attracted to you. It comes to you. So you're pulling it in rather than pushing it away. It could be given to you. This has happened to me once. It's happened to some of my clients a couple of times where a friend buys a ticket to go to a place. And at the last minute, that person can't go. because of a meeting, because of maybe there was a death in the family, but they still bought the ticket and it is transferable. But if they don't go, it's wasted. It's a wasted ticket. So if you had that situation where you bought a ticket to go to Europe, let's say, okay, and then come back in, let's say, 2 weeks, and you can't go. If nobody goes, then it's wasted. What friend would you know that you can give it to? Do you have somebody that you could say, look, I can't go, it is transferable, I can just put it in your name, and you get to go? Would you be interested? Would you have a friend that would probably go? Okay, so you ask yourself that question, and that could be you. In other words, this can happen. But when we say, oh, that I need money to go, well, then you're basically saying to the universe that that is the only way that I'll accept going on that. But if you just say, I want to go to Europe, because that's what I would spend the money on. It is a tool to get there. But don't talk about the tool. I'd rather you talk about the house rather than the hammer that built it. Does that make sense? Okay, let's talk about the finished house that the hammer built. So we don't need the hammer, we just need the house finished. Another one is, what if you got a job and travel, if that's what you want to do, travel is part of your job. I heard a story years ago that a lady wanted to travel more, but she was really good at taking pictures. So she went to a travel agency, a big one, and she says, I'm a high-profile photographer, and I would like to go to some of the places that you would fly your people into so I could take pictures, because you can't just use any picture on your sites. It has to be something that you've taken. I can take the pictures if you can just fly me there. That's it. And so they said, that's a good idea. On top of that, was it okay if we pay you as well? Absolutely. So she's paid to go traveling to these Bali, to the Congo, like you name it. Like anywhere in the world that their hotels are situated. And it's usually in luxury resorts. And she's in a 5-star and they're even throwing in the hotel. So she's getting work. And that happened years ago. So her idea was, I want to go and travel, but I don't want to pay a lot of money. And it ended up that she's making money doing it. So that's how it could come. You can trade or barter a system to make sure you can get stuff. I do the same thing with many things that I do. Another one is pay as you go. Meaning that if you want to buy a car, a truck, or you want to buy a house, you don't need money for it. I did this twice. I did this with two of my trucks when I was in the moving business, and I did it with two houses. I went to the owner and I said, I know you're trying to sell the house, and I already knew that he had a problem selling it. I says, look, I tell you what, let me do a lease to own, and I'll pay you every month, and at the end of 2 years, we'll work it out, and then we'll buy the house. But I moved in. I didn't have a dime on me. Not 1 cent. At the end of the month, I had enough to make our first payment that we agreed upon, but I had no money, but I wanted the house. So the idea is, when you focus on what you want, the house or the truck or whatever, I did that twice and with two houses. The only reason it may not work for some people is because they are totally convinced that it won't work. And that's when it doesn't work. I could still do it now, but I don't need to because I have other things going. But the point is, look at what you want. Don't look at money to be able to get it for you, because money is limited. Money itself is just a tool. I'm not going to celebrate the hammer. I want to celebrate the house that built it by the hammer. So you're bypassing the money and going to the thing, the house, the car, the trips, okay? So focus on that. And this is where the gray cloak wants to cover your eyes and to only focus on money, because then you miss all the opportunities, you miss all the riches and the other abundance, including health, that you're going to be part of, okay? So make it so that you are in a point that you're asking what you want, but do not ask for money. Hope that helps. So you breathe, make it comfortable enough so that people will follow you. In this meditation, we're going to be doing something that's as close to money as we can get. In feng shui, water and money are the same thing. If you have a leak somewhere in the kitchen, that means it's a money loss. If you have water fountains and water things coming up and it's a pleasant sound of water, then money comes into your home. Those are the basics, and it's very wide compared to that. But in feng shui, water and money are the same thing. So we're going to play the water meditation. And what I want you to do is I want you to envision that everything around you is abundant in some way. Everything. The desk that you're on, the chair that somebody built for you're sitting on, the bed that you get to sleep in at night, and in a room that's either air-conditioned or heated, and you're safe. You don't have to worry that when you wake up, all your stuff is gone. Like some people will actually fear that. I want you to bring in that level of gratitude, because money loves gratitude. Anything that you're grateful for and that you want to enhance, money's there to take care of it. Money will be there as a tool, but you won't be asking for it. Just focus on what it is that you want and just look at everything around you that you're grateful for. Okay, let's see where we are after this, okay? So take a deep breath and we'll see you in a bit. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Raising Your Spirits. If there is a subject you would like to hear in a future podcast or would like to book a session with Tony, reach out at lovehigherself.com. Join the Facebook group, Tuning In with Tony, or attend group tuning classes with Tony in his online virtual weekly classes. You could also access the YouTube channel, Raising Your Spirits with Tony. Until next time, namaste.